Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Top five jobs that could be open in 2025. This is a college basketball list. Number five, FSU, Leonard Hamilton. This might just be me hoping for a change. Look, Leonard Hamilton's done a fantastic job at Florida State. He's been there a very long time. He's gotten them to Sweet 16s, won the ACC tournament a few years ago. Like 2020, FSU was really gearing up to be a team that was going to be playing on the last weekend. Now, granted, they would have lost to Kansas, Baylor, or Gonzaga that year. But they were just on a tear. They had like maybe the best team he's ever put together. In the subsequent years, it's just gone down and down and down. As the transfer portal, NIL, and all that, he has not – he's not against it, and he's used it. It's just it's just not hitting anymore there in Tallahassee. Now, part of the problem I do think is they're – they don't have a dedicated basketball arena. They play in the Donald L. Tucker Civic Center, which I've never been a fan of as a sports venue.
Is that even on campus? Kinda.
Yes. I mean, like it's not not. I mean, it's just off. Like it's not. I would compare it to. I mean, it's like. It's not even, it's negligible.
Okay.
It's not anywhere you like most of the kids in the dorms can walk to a game, but I don't think that happens most places anyway.
Yeah.
They have buses and stuff that run to it, so it's not like a huge deal. I just think that they're, and especially like if they're going to change conferences, that they've got to maybe make a move and double down on the basketball program. It's just, he's been there a long time, and that's great. He's been there since I was in college.
Yeah, it's probably time for a change.
It's probably time for a change, especially considering the last 3 years they haven't really done anything. So I have my wish list.
Who would be your go-to? If you could have any coach, who's your go-to?
It'd be Jerome Tang.
Straight up Jerome?
Yeah, I think he could do well there. Now, look, John Jacobs lives about 5 hours, 6 hours away now, so if he does well at FAU, I wouldn't be mad at that. I wouldn't be mad, like Bucky Ball wouldn't care, wouldn't mind about that. Like, Will Wade, go get him.
Yeah.
Go, like, if he's not allowed to be hired in the SEC, go get him.
So weird. I mean, when Josh said that, it kind of makes sense. Like, yeah. It would track why his name hadn't been called up. But, yeah, that's – yeah. He would be great for the FSU.
He does not respect the authority of
you don't need to. That's what I love about it.
So, yeah, go get Will Wade. I'll love it. But, you know, so far, no. And he lost, like, Leonard Hamilton did lose an assistant that became a head coach somewhere else, and that's kind of changed things there as well. Number four, Arizona State. One Hurley's doing great. The other one, not yet at Arizona State. Bobby Hurley, who until the last couple of years was the more famous of the Hurleys because of his time as the point guard at Duke, because he was there with Leitner and Grant Hill and all those guys. Bobby Hurley and Arizona State, under 500 this year. I think they were 14 and 18. And they're about to come into a way better basketball league. Not knocking the Pac-12, but look, you're not going to get nights off in the Big 12. Arizona State, plus a new athletic director on the way. Things are changing at Arizona State. So if those programs around don't start winning, the athletic director has no reason coming in as a new hire to keep you at all. So Bobby Hurley is probably on a little bit of a watch there in Tempe.
I've always been, like, I've never understood how Arizona's consistently good at basketball, but Arizona State will pop up, like, once or twice every decade. But they're so inconsistent. So they're going to have to bring it because it's going to be extremely difficult to be able to even compete in the Big 12 next season.
Well, look, the thing of your Arizona State right now, you look across at your in-state rival Arizona. Yeah. You're both going into a new conference. Arizona's going in flying high, and you're going in going, oh, we got to change everything.
Yeah, head above water, barely.
And so that was not necessarily the case forever. And Arizona with football right now, it's they're very new blood, but they've got an exciting quarterback. They've got, you know, even though they like they lost their coach, they got a coach that everybody feels good about. You know, I mean, Kenny Dillingham's bring a lot of excitement to Arizona State in football, but basketball, I would say that Bobby Hurley, you know, it doesn't help that his brother is just like
that's definitely not the
number one dude in the country right now. Number three, Villanova, had an off year this year. For sure. And they're not at that Jay Wright level. I don't think that's going to be, but like if they have another off year, a bad year, then they're not going to sit and wait around. This is what they have. Like, this is what they have. They're a basketball school.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to have to double down on that. And, you know, the Big East is really good. So,
Well, that's the other thing, too. It's like now with the Big East, Villanova has established himself as like one of the brands, whereas for years, they were kind of like getting lost. So, yeah, you've got a little taste of it now. Now you just got to be consistent. I mean, even if you turn in or go back to being what Creighton is, where you're always in the mix, and I think they will. I think they're going to be fine. They got the infrastructure there. It's just a matter of getting it done and finding the right people there.
Yeah. And, look, they're in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's a basketball mecca.
Well, we also know Philadelphia – their sports fans are reasonable human beings.
Yes, they are.
There's nobody who's more measured in their looks, in their takes in sports than a Philadelphia sports fan. I honestly do believe that, like, it's a law in Philadelphia that you're not allowed to state a sports opinion unless you are absolutely
drunk and yelling
off your ass.
Yeah.
And drunk. Like, you get me, like, yeah, you know, I don't think the Eagles should sign Devontae Smith to a long-term deal just yet. Let's give him one more year and see if that's in. It's got to be like, you know, five deep going, of course they should. I'm throwing through the glass of this Wallace. Like, that's what they would do. Number two, Texas. Rodney Terry heading to the SEC. Really good basketball conference. I think he might be a little overmatched for this job. Mm-hmm. He's got to get the rabbit ears down. He's got to just focus on. He can recruit. There's no doubt that Rodney Terry can recruit, but is he one of those dudes who can recruit and then they just can't come together? He had a flashpoint event when Chris Beard got fired. We're all in this together. Let's buckle down, and that's why they made their good run. Without that event to join the team together. This Texas team was one that either had the best chemistry you'd ever seen or the worst. And it was so weird how they would turn it on and turn it off. Or you remember in A Christmas Story where Clark is trying to like
plug in
he has no idea why it's on or off. Like, but Ellen was in there like flipping the switch in the garage. That's kind of what Texas was last year, where they would turn on and then Rodney Terry's like, holy crap, what do we do? You know, and then he gets mad about things like the horns down.
Yeah,
he got in an argument here with Nikki Collin that was about really nothing, and like he made a big deal about nothing. You know, it was not a day of a game. It was like it was really strange. You know, he's and those things happen, and you start throwing those things out when you're trying to find like I've got to do those like scatter bombs so that the missile doesn't hit me. You know, like that's the evasive maneuvers. And he's got to just, I think he's going to be a good head coach somewhere someday. And maybe that place is at Texas, but that is a place where you cannot listen to anything that anybody says about you at all. Herman learned that lesson.
When I look at him, I look at this kind of like the Shaka situation where you are a good coach, but everything around you in the program, you might not be the right person to be built for that. And you can go to a smaller school and have sustained success. But like, if you look at this team, that's inexcusable for them to not have more success than they had this year. They were absolutely loaded across the board. I honestly thought they would get rid of him before they made the move into the SEC, but I kind of understand it. Just give him a year to see what you can do. But if you go in and you start getting like, you're going to have to play Chris Beard. Like, and that's going to be an issue whether he wants to think it is or not, especially if you get beat by him. So I think he's got a short leash heading to the SEC, and I honestly don't see him be a Texas head coach after next season.
Yep. And number one, Indiana, Mike Woodson.
That poor guy.
They care about one thing.
Yeah.
One thing. Basketball. They have not been consistently good in a very long time.
Which is weird with NIL. You'd think they would have big donors coming out.
But it's just been so long. Like, here's the thing. This generation of kids doesn't know about Bobby Knight. I mean, they know about him, but they don't. I mean, but Bobby Knight's dead. Yeah. They ran him out the door, you know? So, you know, they're upset because Michigan hired Dusty May, who was a student manager for Bobby Knight, and they thought he would maybe come back home and fix things there. But it's not like they've got to stop thinking that they're Indiana
of the 80s.
Yeah. And that Hoosiers is a movie that was made recently, you know, and that wasn't even about them. That was a high school basketball. Yeah. But like those things, like Indiana is a basketball mecca. Like, they love their basketball in that state. They love it. They have to find the right guy who can reinvigorate it. Mm-hmm. But I've surprised for years that Indiana has not like found it. And part of it is, you know, they're kind of like where Michigan was in football until Harbaugh. Had their guy, he left, and then they kept trying to find somebody to bring the old magic back as opposed to creating new magic.
Do you think Purdue's success this year will push this and make
what
is that going to do with
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. Look, it does not help that you look across the state and Matt Painter has a team that's regularly a number one seed now. That does not help.
And then Indiana State having the success they had.
Indiana State was closer to the tournament than Indiana was. Indiana State kind of got screwed.
They did get screwed.
Right? So Indiana didn't get screwed on anything. They just didn't make the tournament. So, and again, I'm not knocking Mike Woodson. I think he's been a guy who has taken jobs that are not right for him.
That's like one way of putting it.
You know, stepping into situations like, look, LeBron James wanted him to be the head coach, and then he really didn't.
That's a totally derailed thing, man.
You know.
At least he's not the only one LeBron's done that to.
No. Michael Jordan only did it to one coach. Who we mentioned earlier in this segment. Leonard Hamilton. I remember thinking, like, when they hired him, well, this is a great deal, like, yeah, he wasn't good enough for Michael Jordan, but like
good enough for us.
Only one guy was, and that was Phil Jackson. So, or two guys, Dean Smith and Phil Jackson.
Yep.
There we go. Good enough, and it was like it wound up being better than Steve Robinson, who was a coach before him. But I don't know. I don't know, but Indiana is befuddling to me.
They are.
And it is. It. I do feel like, I'm sure their vibe is a lot like A&M in football. Like, we love this so much, and we just, like,
we just want
it. It would be so wonderful if we could just have it. If we could just be what we want to be. Mm-hmm. We love it so much. And then, you know, they pray, like, God, I promise we'll be good at, like, we'll be the good kind of powerhouse. We'll do good things. We'll be so good with it. Why can't we have it? And it's maybe because you squeeze the bunny too hard.
Yup.
Sometimes you squeeze the bunny too hard. I think Kentucky fans are squeezing the bunny really hard right now. And, you know, that's...
That could be another thing, too, like with the crazed... do you want to go into a situation like that?
Hey, Metal said... Come on, Paul. You snubbed Memphis, man. All right. Honorable mention, Penny Hardaway and the Memphis Tigers.
He's doing some stuff.
I probably
should have
put them in there instead of Leonard Hamilton, because he just needs to retire.
Yeah.
Like, he's not really in danger of getting fired. Like, if he gets fired, it'll be one of those things like, you know, here's your gold watch.
Thank you for your services.
Yeah. Thanks, Lenny. And, you know. Where, like, what they did to Bobby. Penny should have been on the list. My apologies. Look, I strive for excellence here.
You do.
I strive for excellence or just good enoughness, depending on the day. And by leaving them out, Metal, I apologize. Yes, Memphis should have been on that list. Penny Hardaway has been brought in to rejuvenate that program. Penny should have been on this list. Maybe over Bobby Hurley as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a... Maybe over Villanova. Like, he should have been at least number three. Number one and two were easy, Indiana and Texas. After that,
Definitely been Memphis.
Yeah, could have definitely been Memphis. Well, I hate to end on such a sour note of failing you as viewers... As I have, but,
shit happens. They'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, so, and I said a bad word there. just how it is. We'll be back on Monday. I will not be here next Friday because I'll be turning 44 years old, and I need a couple days to cope with that.
Yeah.
I do. Here's the thing I'm starting to notice. I could start, like, I have not, in my 40s, I don't have many gray hairs.
You don't? Yeah, you really don't.
I don't. I've been very lucky. I have friends that are like, you know, you don't have any grays. And I'm like, you're thin, so up yours. If I looked like Jack Reacher, you could make my hair, like, I could look like Einstein. I wouldn't care. That's a trade I'd make in a second. A second. Like, tall, like, make me tall and muscular and thin. I don't care about gray hair.
Yeah.
I'll have alopecia from here down. I don't care. But... I don't have many, but there's an angle that you go to when I'm not on this camera.
Yeah, that'll probably be the one that's on me. Hold up.
Yeah.
Let me work this.
So, is it this one over here?
Hang on, I'm getting it.
Yeah.
It's all messed up.
Okay. But I can see some grays in my beard, and it's starting to mess with me in a way that it's not. Yeah, see, you can kind of see them, right?
A little bit.
A little bit of grays in my beard, and a little bit right here too. Like, there's one. Look at this guy. You see him?
Yeah.
Not dealing well with it.
You don't like receding hairline or nothing. Like, I have to shave my head.
I have here. Like, I've lost some hair here, but I'm fortunate enough to keep it enough. I've got good coverage.
Yeah.
To where, unless you guys start shooting me from here, I'm all right.
Put the Mevo up above you.
There was a shot. Like, Jack took a picture when we were at Pivo Bar, from the side, and you can see it. And I was like, oh, God.
This is happening.
Yeah. Rogaine, take me away. So, S. Michael DeHart, thank you. absolutely. I agree with that. Smokey does need to give me a raise, even though he does not pay me. Smokey should walk in the door and give us all money. I mean, for no other reason than I just like people giving me money.
Heck yeah.
We come back on Monday, we're going to have a lot of football stuff. We have Matt Rhule on Monday. Yep. Matt Rhule on Monday. One of the things we're going to talk about is arranging a trip for Smokey to Lincoln, which Rhule was pretty pissed about.
Yeah.
That it hadn't happened.
It's going to happen.
We got to get Smokey to Nebraska. I'll find somebody to cover the Midway game for him. Yeah, we got to get him there. We also have Wednesday, we got Rhett Lashley from SMU. One of my favorite guests to have. I love Coach Lashley.
Yeah, Lashley's good.
Matt Rhule, too. Like, we have two great guests next week. We'll probably get Tim Brando next week, I would think, too. This is kind of an interesting time. We're going to have Tim Brando on. So we'll probably do that. I don't know, but that's all coming up. Thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for putting up with me flying solo. Like the first two episodes of Survivor where they can't start the fire, we were smokeless today. And that was one pun an hour. And I'm proud of myself that I held myself to that. That's kind of like I just had one cookie, like one Thin Mint and not the whole sleeve. So have a great week. Yeah. Have a great weekend, everybody. If you're here in Central Texas, 365 Sports Night coming up at 10:30 on the CW. See you then.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.